Hi there, this is Erin Nicole and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I do sermons from the divine. He whispers the topic to me, interrupting my day with gladness. I love it when he interrupts my day because it always turns out better than before. Sometimes I also share music with you on the show that he inspires through me to help empower you to find happiness from within. That is our mission here at Move Happy, to help you, especially if you struggle with depression, depressed state, or you're going through a difficult season. By the end of this episode, you should have at least one extra tool in your tool belt to conquer your mental health. This morning, it is such a beautiful, glorious, sunshiny day. It's a little chilly, which I love. I'm walking in nature, and you might hear other footsteps, because there's some people gathering for what looks to be a 5K or something in this area. And I was listening to some meditation music and just being grateful for being alive. And the Father whispered to me the topic, which is a course he had gifted to me, an idea maybe a month and a half, 2 months ago, as I record this episode. So the topic is Spiritual Warfare Combat Course. It is a 2-week course for active duty personnel in the military. We will train in the United States military exclusively. This is a 2-week course to increase your lethality, to increase your awareness of other faith systems, to bridge gaps within your units, your platoons, your squads, your battalions, your brigades, etc. You fill in the blank for your terminology for different branches. 2 weeks where a variety of military branches will meet, those that are chaplain assistants, chaplains, or religious, public affairs, whatever their titles are, those that are nominated to be a part of this training that the Father gifted to me, will be educated on a variety of major faith systems, as well as trained up on non-religious internal purpose conversations. What drives a person? What gets them up and gets them going every day? They'll also learn about religious practices that some would consider are satanic, to be on heightened alert, to be aware, to be trained up on what to look for in case there are any plants that work with them, to guard their minds, to guard their spirits against any demonic forces. You name it. Many of these so-called faiths, they worship a deity called Molech. Some worship Baphomet or Baal. And a part of their religious practice, they sacrifice children. Those are not allowed the military. Those are not allowed in the United States, but they do it in private. They do it to sacrifice to their god of prosperity and fertility. And many are paid a lot of money to do it. So that being said, be on high alert, be on high guard for those offering you monies to be a part of clubs, for those offering financial donations to your nonprofit, if you have one, for joining their Illuminati or their similar type memberships. Be on high alert. If someone invites you to be a part of something but doesn't give you the details of it, you should always be fully aware before you agree to be a part of any organization. I spoke last year on the RICO Act. That was in like 1978 or thereabouts. If you are a part of an organization that commits organized crimes, even if you didn't commit the crime, but you've received monies from that organization, you can go down as an accomplice and be tried for the same level of punishment as those accused. So this 2-week intensive training, spiritual warfare combat course, will educate, will mentally prepare you, spiritually prepare you, to be aware of different faith systems, different organizations and clubs that claim to be faith-based, to protect yourselves, to protect children and vulnerable populations. I'm very grateful that the Father gave me this idea. I submitted the appropriate paperwork and paid the fees to the Copyright Government Office, and I am awaiting to hear back from them on what I've submitted to be approved, meaning ownership, meaning no one else can teach a class or a course called the same thing with the same content in the same order and claim it as their own. That is what I encourage you to do as well. If you are starting a program or starting a business and you have text, whether it be you're writing a book or you're starting a program or whatnot, legally protect yourself by submitting your work. It doesn't even have to be final copy. Submit your work to the Copyright Office for your respective country. If you're not in America, figure out what the website is. For us, it's copyright.gov. That protects your work so no one can use your work without your permission. And if they do use your work, then they will have to pay to be able to do that. The Creator gave me this course idea, the Creator of the universe. So he told me, you're going to be doing this with the military. Okay. I said, oh, I don't know how, Father, but I trust you. I'm not concerned about the how. So I had one conversation with my colleague that's the lead of my, in my Clark Kent job, of our, what do you call it, department, if you will, occupational therapist. She loved the idea. She said, let's set up a meeting with our chaplain and their team, because we have different domains, and one of those domains is spiritual readiness for the military. And my position is mental readiness. Now, your spirituality is very much connected to your mental readiness. And she wanted to make sure that they were on board with it and that we weren't stepping on anyone's toes. I said, great, let's do it. So she set up the meeting and we met with them this last week. not only were they on board with it, but one of the members we met with started opening up about how he used to struggle mentally, how he had lost his purpose and drive, was very depressed, and got himself into that kind of self-harm state of mind. He's not there anymore, thankfully. He's got purpose. He's got a drive and a passion. He loves to teach, and he said, I'd love to be a part of this. I said, great. So we're in the progress of starting with micro trainings, which we will incorporate into conversations on the gym floor during their workouts. So maybe during their warm up or during their cool down, adding it in as something for them to ponder, to think about. And it's a start. So I'm very excited about that. If you've got something that you're working on, you're brewing, or you're thinking about, you've got an idea that has come into your mind and you're not sure how to execute it, you're afraid it might fail, and so you choose not to act at all, not to execute at all, I just want to encourage you. It's normal to fail when you're new at something, and it's okay. You should encourage trying to fail every day. I heard, she's no longer the owner, but she started the brand Spanx. Her father at the dinner table when they were growing up would ask her and her, I think she had a brother, her sibling, what did you fail at today? Every day at dinner. And if they didn't fail at something, he got upset. So he reframed failure as something to strive for on a daily basis, to encourage them to try new things and not be afraid of it, but to face it head on. So I want to encourage you to do the same thing as well. If you're thinking about starting a program or a course, teaching a class, starting your business, going back to school, starting that family, whatever that is for you that you believe is a part of your designed purpose from the Father. Get clarity from Him first, you know. Get down on your knees, spend that time, that quiet time alone with Him, and ask how you can serve Him. If you've got a personal relationship with the Father, and if you don't identify with any sort of faith, that's okay. We respect where you're coming from. And that's the neat thing about being an American. And that's why we're starting this spiritual warfare combat course with American military personnel, because in America you have the freedom to choose whatever religion you so desire to have. And no one can trample on your faith. No one can stop you from having a job opportunity because of your identity and your faith. No one can fire you from your job for having your faith. And they respect it at our military level. And how do you respect someone else's faith system if you don't know about it? The VA, which is the Veterans Administration, they've got hospitals and clinics all over for veterans that are, some are for, that are still, you know, in the military, but many are for those that are no longer in the military, that are veterans and their family members and whatnot. And they've got these clinics, like doctor's offices, and they have, in the last couple of years, they've added a holistic picture of what it means to be whole and healthy. And a part of that is your spiritual health. And right when I saw that they had added it around 2021, that was when the Father had assigned me to launch Aaron Nicole Ministries for veterans and first responders. They are actually our most sensitive population in the world when it comes to depressive, self-harm thoughts, suicide attempts, and contemplating it. And right around that time, I had connected a few months prior, but right around that time I had reached out to, at the time she was active duty, Chief Technology Officer of the United States Air Force. And we were organizing free concerts to connect active duty and retired military persons and first responders, whether it be, you know, police, sheriffs, firefighters, anybody in our first responder space, to connect them with each other, to entertain them and to connect them. And sorry, I had to scratch my chest, it's a little itchy. And when I emailed her the invitation, she forwarded on to like 20 other people. One of them was like top leadership of the FBI. One of them was the head of the psychology department at an Ivy League university. One of them was big time politician. I didn't know who that person was, but when I looked them up, they had a huge following on LinkedIn. I was like, holy smokes, she's a connector like I am, and I'm so grateful for her. There's been so many situations like that, but the Father has connected me to people that will help keep this purpose that He has put in my heart going, keep it moving. And when she had forwarded the email, she CC'd me on it, and I could see that she said this is right in alignment with spiritual readiness that the military has encouraged us to incorporate. She's 100% in alignment with this. I was like, wow, that's so cool. Talk about His perfect timing. He's always right on time. And in fact, He sets up his warriors of light before things become normalized, if you will, and a part of everyday regular life. He sets leaders to be set apart, to be that light on the hill. That's what He's assigned us to be. If you've got a personal relationship with Him, you desire to help others. You don't desire to have fortune and fame. There's nothing wrong with having fortune and fame, but if that is your focus, what drives you, you will have lots of evil people that will reach out to you and offer you opportunities to sell your soul. Trust in Him and pray for discernment in every step of your journey. So I want to offer you an opportunity. If you're listening to this right now and you are active duty in the military in the United States, if you feel this calling on your heart to be a part of the Spiritual Warfare Combat Course, reach out to us. You can shoot us a DM. You can email us at our either Erin@themovehappy.com, or you can shoot me an email through our nonprofit website, ErinNicoleMinistries.org. Just let us know, hey, listened to the episode, want to be a part of this. I want our location to get trained up in this. Let us know where you're located and if there is any budget to help, if I need to be flown to your location and whatnot. If they're able to accommodate transportation, lodging, food, I will gladly do this training for free. It is a 2-week training, Monday through Friday, 8-hour days, very intense. We are still developing it, but I will tell you that there is already interest at the chaplain level. So my vision is that when it is finalized, military branches will be able to reach out and say, we'd like this provided at our duty station. And I will fly out, train it to the chaplain assistants, and then they will be able to disseminate it, providing that training for anyone that's interested. I will say, everything that the Father has assigned to me, He has told me to execute and let people know before the thing is completed. For example, this show. We had a 6-month wait list from recording to airing before we even executed the first episode live. 6 months. That's straight from the Father above. He grows things. The original Move Happy program was actually in a psychiatric hospital setting. I had created a 16-week program for adults that were, many had depression, anxiety, many were overweight, obese, some about 85%, give or take, had schizophrenia and or schizoaffective, which is a combination of schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, and co-occurring disorders, addictions to drugs and or alcohol. I wanted to create a program to help my patients improve their waistline, improve their mood, and have a positive experience around movement, so that when they were discharged, they would desire to either join a gym membership and work out, or, you know, go on walks and whatnot. And we also had a journal where they wrote in a response every day, pre-prompted questions, all geared towards moving them towards their own happiness. Positive psychology. I created the entire thing myself and with a team of about 15 staff. We had feedback from psychologists, occupational therapists, rec therapists, psychiatrist, OT assistant, you name it. And the first time we ran it, we had the largest class. I ran it with a licensed therapist. The second time we ran it, we had to move to the largest room. We had a wait list. We had to turn away some of the patients. So we gave them the journals because fire marshal laws prevented us from having everyone that wanted to be a part of the class. The patients started sharing about the program, about the journal entries with their friends on campus. They spread word around the hospital, double locked doors. Patients had 2 fresh air breaks a day. They spread word around the hospital where patients that weren't even in my hall saw me out during their break one day, asked me if I was the Move Happy Girl. By the 3rd round, we had ran the program. I had earned a promotion that my boss told me no one in 30 years had ever been interviewed for. They didn't even offer interviews if you didn't have a license in state therapy, but I was not only offered the interview, I interviewed with 17 other candidates, or 16, a total of 17 of us, and I was awarded the promotion because I had created this program. I knew all the patient names. I was successful in one-on-one therapy under the direction of Dr. Brian Hill, who was a psychologist on one of the wards. He helped me earn that promotion. And my colleague, Susan, covered while I was in training for my new promoted role for 2 weeks. I saw her in the hall one day and she thanked me for creating the program. She said, I know I need to exercise, but I'm so tired by the end of my workday that I don't take the time because I'm exhausted. I go home and I know that I need to exercise, but I don't do it. Thank you for making such a simple program for the patients that I can benefit as well by being a facilitator. And they know exactly what needs to be done. And the patients, the ones that have been in your program before, they have stepped up as leaders, helping the other patients. This is a positive program. Thank you. The program itself was duplicatable because I set it up intentionally with very specific goals for the program to add value to the hospital without costing the hospital any extra. We had less than $100 to split between 15 staff every month to purchase items to benefit the patients. It was about $6 every month. That was our budget. So I created a program through my knowledge, my training, my schooling, my experience working with the military as a health educator, part of the Armed Forces Wellness Center a few years before that. Being a PE teacher in the schools, I had zero budget before that. I had to create my own curriculum. So I was experienced in creating out of nothing, and that's also a gift the Father has given me. So when I tell you this spiritual warfare combat course will be successful, I don't say that to brag about myself without any other prior experiences. My first executed program in graduate school, I was invited to present my own creation at a regional multi-state conference, teaching dance moves, choreography, and music that I created to educate about asthma when I didn't know anything about asthma a year prior to, but I had been diagnosed in graduate school and I wanted to learn about it and teach it. The Father has gifted me the ability to learn things very swiftly and to teach them to others. He assigned me to be a minister. I don't have any seminary training, but he assigned me to start Aaron Nicole Ministries in 2021. And we had top level leaders from a variety of industries, musical entertainer, previous Super Bowl performer, top finalists from The Voice, America's Got Talent, the TV show Nashville, a judge, a C-level executive of Costco, a cybersecurity expert that used to work for Apple and Microsoft be keynote speakers, an NFL player was a keynote speaker. All of these people in the first year were a part of the experience. We had over 100 volunteers in over 26 countries help us launch Aaron Nicole Ministries with maybe $100, $200 donated that year. When the Father assigns me something, He grows it. When the Father assigns you something, He will grow it. If you execute, if you trust in Him, you keep your motives pure, and you keep yourself humble. I can't wait to execute this course. So to get yourself added to our wait list, be very specific with what branch of the military, where your current duty station is right now that you think would be interested in it, or if you think a different duty station would be interested in it and you've got connections there, get as specific as possible. Let me know what your current rank is and the rank and branch of the military of those that would be interested in participating in it. You don't have to be a chaplain or a chaplain assistant to be trained in it. Everyone, and I do believe everyone, needs to be trained in spiritual warfare. You might lean more towards it if you are a chaplain or in that area, but it's not a requirement. If you are interested in being a part of this course, there will be no cost. The only cost will be to cover my transportation. And I will need permission from my day job to take time off to do the training. If I'm still currently at this position, our contract goes up for bid in July, so I may lose my Clark Kent job, but I'm trusting that the Father has provided in the past for me, He'll provide in my future. I'm not worried about it. I'm very excited to be able to provide this training and to also learn and meet other spiritual advisors and leaders. Very soon I will be crowned the Global Mental Health Ambassador of the world, along with my husband by my side. First ever time they have added this position in the world. I've been in a 4-year competition. This October will be 4 full years with a bunch of cheaters that have tried their best to frustrate me, to mess with my money, to add fake diagnoses in my permanent medical record, to try and get me to do sexually inappropriate things on camera, all kinds of things. But the Father protects me, protects my reputation, and is sending His vengeance towards those people that tried to harm me. I stayed in my lane, and I've been obedient to what the Father has told me to do. I'm very, very excited to be able to provide this spiritual warfare combat course to active duty military personnel and officers, especially officers that have just gotten out of school and are brand new in the military, to get you trained up. Very excited. Very excited. So make sure you send your messages ASAP. I will create a wait list, and when the time is right for us to execute, I'll be reaching out. I'd love to be able to provide it with my husband by my side, because it would be 1,000 times better with him leading it. We'll see. In addition to being Global Mental Health Ambassadors, we are also the Chief Spiritual Officers of America. That will be announced when President Donald Trump gets back in office officially, when they fix the rigged election of 2020. I don't know if he will be in the White House, because there's been so many horrible things that have happened in the White House with other presidents that were a part of the satanic faith systems. So I'm not entirely sure. But nonetheless, we'll keep you posted on that. Oh, it's such a glorious day. I do encourage you, if you're not currently moving your body, find something that you enjoy doing and do it even just 10 minutes a day. If you could do, of course, if you could do 30 to 60, that is recommended. If you are training for something and you've been exercising for a while, you can, of course, do more than that. But Find something you enjoy doing. That was something that I encouraged my patients in the psych hospital where this Move Happy program and brand first started. So do what you love. We were limited in access to funds for fitness equipment, so we did things that were economically just easy and easy on the body as well. I worked the population that I serviced, many of them were sedentary, being locked in double locked doors, you know, it'll do that to you. And also medications can make you sleepy and tired and whatnot if you're you know, in the psych hospital setting or whatnot, so it makes you drowsy and not really motivated to move your body. So we did a lot of walking, we did bodyweight exercises and whatnot, and they loved it. And there was one particular veteran from the United States Marine Corps that was, he was a part of the first time we ran it, the third time when I had earned my promotion and got to see the growth and the improvement of it from the feedback that we had been given from the patients and from my own reflections and reflecting with my colleague that facilitated it with me. He was also a part of the life transitions course that I created for patients that were about to be discharged to help them mentally prepare to be discharged. And he encouraged me. And it was his voice that I remembered on my day of despair in 2018. In my mind, I remembered what he had said to me. He said, "Aaron, I saw you grow this program from nothing. You motivated me to get back into my military fitness state. I've seen you help so many patients that you are one of a small handful of staff here that actually cared about me and provided me dignity. Now, I know you lost this promotion because of budget cuts, but don't you dare stop talking about Move Happy. You will be on big stages. You are just as good as Joel Osteen, Bishop T.D. Jakes, Joyce Myers, Oprah Winfrey, Ellen DeGeneres." He said all these big names because I had mentioned these names in that class. He said, "You will be speaking on the same stage as them. You will be sharing Move Happy. You will not be quiet about it. Do you understand?" I'm like, "Yes, sir." I've been obedient, listening. I listen to confident men in my life, women too, but there's something different about strong male leadership that know what they're talking about and encourage you. I believe I will see this man again, and I will get to show him that I haven't stopped talking about it and how swiftly this brand has grown around the world thanks to the creator of the universe and for people like you. So thank you very much for listening to this special Move Happy Movement episode on spiritual warfare combat course and spiritual health training. If you don't have a personal relationship with the Creator and you desire to, repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your gift of salvation. I cannot earn it or buy it. I know that you give it to those who believe they are sinners. Please forgive me, Father, for all of my mistakes. Come into my heart and show me how to be a more loving human being that walks in your light every day. Guide my steps, Father. Thank you. I receive your gift. I pray this in your heavenly name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. Your next step is to get plugged in to a Bible-based church, online or in person. you can get plugged in person, you'll meet people that you can hang out with outside of church and whatnot. And if that's not an option for you right now, totally get it. Online is a great alternative, but there's something different about going in person and worshiping the Creator with others. Encourage you to do that. If this episode has added value to you and you've got some extra money and you're feeling led to donate to our cause, we are actually working on publishing my autobiography this year. We've partnered with Trinity Broadcasting Network. Their publishing arm is called Trilogy, and we'll be getting that published hopefully before the end of the year, pending donations and me paying their fees and whatnot. We've got a right around 15,000, I think like 300. It was 14,750, but they just emailed me this week that I have to pay an extra $675 editing fee because I have too many characters, so they have to make sure that their editing team is compensated for their time. So any amount, of course, would be greatly appreciated. If you do donate $500 to $999, you will get a promo on all our social media channels for Move Happy with your photo. And if you've got a business, we will thank you publicly on social media with a picture and a post. You can donate $1,000 or more if you've got that amount and you feel led to give. Thank you very much. We will do a video shout out, which gets a little more views, and send people directly to your page to follow you or purchase from you or thank you and whatnot. Please mail check. Write it to Erin Nicole Ministries. That's ErinNicoleMinistries. Mail it to 1477 Tiny Town Road, box number 191. City is Clarksville, Clarksville, TN for Tennessee. Zip code is 37042. And we thank you very much in advance for your donations. I will be able to pay this myself by the end of the year, spreading out the fee, but we'll be able to get it published sooner and get the truth released sooner with your help. So either way, it's going to happen, but we'd greatly appreciate your help with this if you feel led to do so. And Tony Robbins, if you're listening, I know you got partnerships with TBN. If you feel like waiving the fee entirely, paying it all yourself, I wouldn't be mad. All right. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next time. Oh, and don't forget to tell someone you love them today. We'll see you next time.